Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.07 Thursday morning. Be careful out there. It's you may have noticed it's a little on the wet side and there are plenty of accidents slowing you down. Leave yourself a little extra time. Go a little slower.
Yeah, I'm seeing all kinds of rollovers on the news.
It's not pretty out there. Mm-hmm. So be careful. Pull a Vinny. Leave a little early. Go slow.
You know, that really isn't pulling a
it's
Vinny.
What you did this morning.
I know, I did, and it worked out great for me. But I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
Well,
I may have actually just.
I'm trying to
start
encourage
a trend,
it. Yeah, start a new trend. New. Pulling a Vinny means leaving early and going kind of slow. You get there in plenty of time. Don't worry, you'll get there. Just relax. It's tough out there for everybody. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by UC. No, it isn't. It's brought to you by Sovereign Health. This Sunday, November 19th, Uzette and Hooman are going to be out and about.
What are we doing?
Oh, it's the Westfield.
That's right.
Oh, I'm looking over here. Where is
no,
the
hold
over
on.
There?
No. This Sunday, yes. No,
this Sunday is Luxury Lounge.
This Sunday is Lingerie. You have a lot of things happening.
My
and
goodness.
I will be talking about your other appearance in just a moment.
Okay, we're going to do both.
But this Sunday, November 19th, Century Theaters in Novato. All new Luxury Loungers at 44 Roland Way at the Century Theaters over there. I've been there a million times. Vinny, you used to live right near there. You've probably been there as well. It's right by the Costco. And they have tricked this place out now with these Luxury Loungers. So please go by and say hello. You can get a pair of free Cinemark passes while supplies last. And all the information is at RadioAlice.com. In the Celebrity Trash, we are going to talk a little bit about Survivor. I promise we'll keep it short. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Westfield SF Center. Hashtag, how do you holiday?
Oh.
And kids, how do you holiday?
You can holiday with me, Hooman, and Bryn, actually.
Oh, Bryn's doing an appearance?
Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Bryn's all over the Alice 973 Instagram stories if you want to watch those from last night.
Oh, is that so?
But that's right. Uzette and I will be holidaying at the Westfield Mall, and we are going to be doing a tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that happening?
That's happening Thursday, November 30th. That's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, that's a little ways off.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that later. It's actually the night before our big donation day.
Right, boy. You know, I do have to say, Westfield Mall, I totally appreciate that you're holding off on the tree lighting until just about December.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how nice of you to wait until after Thanksgiving. I think that's great.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
So Bryn is all over the Instagram because he went
to
the movie.
Yeah, so
last
he went and saw Disaster Artist with me last night.
Oh my God, I forgot to ask you about this.
I know. I don't know if we should let the cat out of the bag.
You got to give me something. Disaster Artist is a movie. It's James Franco, Seth Rogen. I think James Franco's brother is in this.
Yeah, Dave Franco. Yeah,
and they made a movie about this epically horrible movie that's been out since 2003. It's called The Room. And one of the guys who worked on The Room wrote a book about the experience, and they've based this new movie on that book.
Right.
Okay, tell me.
So, if you've seen the original The Room, it stars this guy named Tommy Wiseau, something like that. He is this weird, bizarre character, and James Franco embodies him 1,000%. And there's a moment in the film where they show them side by side doing scenes, the exact same scenes, and it is identical. Identical.
So the movie's known for being the worst acting, worst movie of all time, and you're saying James Franco's done a perfect job of acting crappy.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I literally cannot wait to see
this. Yeah.
If you haven't seen
that
The Room,
talent, Vinny.
It
okay.
does. You got it. Just Google it, and you'll see. So you can't spoil this movie. Like there's no. It's your mouth is hanging open, aghast the whole movie. So you can't spoil it. Go on to Google and watch the 10 worst moments or the 8 worst moments from it, that gives you an overview, and then you're like, oh my God, I gotta have a viewing party. I gotta watch this with my friends.
The naked ass scene.
Yes.
You have referenced
a couple. The ass clench,
That is a big moment in the film.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Like, they focus in on...
Is there any reference to the fact that... Because he's doing this sex scene, and so the girl, the actress is naked, and Tommy Wiseau is naked, and he apparently thinks that her lady area is, like, up under her ribs. Like, he's so far away from where the actual lady parts are.
Yes.
It looks like he sort of inchwormed his way up there. Making sweet love to her.
Are you sure he's not trying to...
Nope. Oh, no. He's way too far away from those for that to be what he's trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right above her belly button. They reference that.
Yeah. It's like a full-on...
He's not high enough, and he's not low enough.
It's anatomically incorrect lovemaking scene.
It's a full miss.
It's a full miss, and it goes on and on and on. And then when the second sex scene comes up, they use the same footage. It's unbelievable.
The movie is funny, but it's really, at times, you're just like, wow, this person was so difficult, and no wonder it turned out the way it did.
Yeah. Except that it's like the biggest, best epic fail of all time. So
I'll say the one last thing. Right. They do show like the footage of the movie premiere when it premiered in LA.
Awesome.
Which you will just be like, so it's, there are moments where if you've seen the film, you're going to be excited to see how it actually premiered.
So it's a movie about the making of a movie. And I know it's confusing, but you should watch The Room. That's the original movie that this movie, The Disaster Artist, is about. Oh, my God. I can't.
So go look at the @Alice973 Instagram stories. A lot of Brynn in there. A lot.
All right.
Turn me off when you knock that
thing. Thank you.
Boom. You don't have a button over there?
I do. I just... Right.
It's covered.
There it is. Survivor last night. I'm sad.
Why?
Because the person who left, I just...
Well, just say spoiler alert and then say, I think she's the hottest chick.
Oh, my God.
She's so hot.
First of all, she's like a total beast in competition. Yeah. And quiet, too. Like, she's super not annoying, and she's built. She's this black girl, and her name's Desi. And she...
Is dreamy?
Is flawless.
As dirty as they get out there,
oh my
she
God,
is
they're
so
filthy.
Dreamy.
And yet, her skin just... glows and like the firelight because they all sit at tribal council and she looks like a goddess.
Yeah, she is.
Like she's so perfect.
So the only thing I can think of, because they went for her instead of the other guy, is that the other guy is such a DB that they have no fear he will kill.
Right.
He'll get rid of himself eventually.
Yeah.
But I still felt like, yeah, but I would have kept Desi A. Because, again, I think she's so dreamy. Mm-hmm. But she captured my heart in the first episode.
Those arms.
The whole thing. Everything. All of it is just perfect. But I would think, you know what? I could team up with her down the line, man. She's good. She's someone who you could work with.
Right.
I don't know why you would keep that guy. That guy is the guy. Yeah, he's awful.
He's an awful person. And he's just one of those people that you watch and you know that you've met this guy in your life. Just, like, so cocksure. And he's just... got this attitude where he knows more than you do, and he's an idiot. Like, you know that person.
You know what? Is he still sitting there, though?
He is.
So I don't know what went down. You know, we often don't get to see all the stuff, and maybe we'll see next episode something that went down that allowed him to stay.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, she is a competition beast. Like, she won the first individual immunity, and she,
He wins stuff, too, though.
What's he won?
He's won how many idols? He also won the free food thing.
Oh, by not being...
He picked the right rock out. I mean, he's got some luck on his side.
He does.
He seems to stumble into some good stuff.
Yeah, he's horrible. He's a horrible person, and I'm sure you're right about him just being someone everyone thinks... That's going to be an easy vote.
I was sitting there in my head going, not my sweet angel. Not my sweet angel.
Oh, my God.
Not
it's so
my
funny
sweet angel.
Me and John. Well, I didn't think it was going to be her. I figured when they revoted that they would.
No, but he started reading the names. And that's when I was like, oh, no, don't say it. What?
You know, I also wondered why everyone didn't notice that there weren't enough votes. Why didn't anyone? call that out. I wonder how that's going to... There's a special advantage that one of the players got where they didn't have to vote. They could just sneak away, so they would have an extra vote later in the
game.
Well,
maybe someone did notice and they decided to keep their yap shut, because certainly that mathematician seems to play with numbers like they're nothing.
Sure.
So the low number count that she was working with there wouldn't have caused her difficulty.
Right.
Me, I'd be like, hold on. 1, 2, 3... Hold on. 1. You know, I mean, that's some of us can't just do that stuff, but she seems like computer head.
Right. And then I guess the only mystery is who didn't vote.
Well, you
and
might
why.
Not have that, but you might be. She must have stashed it. Like, just thought, I'm not going to say anything.
I can find this. I'll try and find
this out. Because they really did know how to. First of all, that thing he used to hide the clue. Like, they would never put the food on the napkin.
I know.
The move was to hide the plate.
Yes.
Which he did, which was spectacular. And then he got it, which was even more shocking.
Unbelievable.
Weasel boy. Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, lastly, okay. I know that... I don't want to do this the whole time, but... Did you see that dude's heart beating out of his chest?
Is that normal?
No, I've never seen it.
Is it because he's so skinny, but you could see he's standing there. They have to balance this thing so his arms are up and his chest is bare and his heart is beating and you can see it on the outside, like right under, like right at the base of his, like it was the weirdest, craziest thing. I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot all about it. I don't think you can see that on people. But this guy... I mean, and I'm not talking like it seemed like a slight pulse, like maybe you can sometimes see in someone's neck. This was like you could see the atria flapping, the ventricles constricting, like you could see the damn thing. I don't know the names. Like it was incredible. It was.
What was he doing to make
standing
his heart?
There?
He just. Oh, I mean, it
yeah,
wasn't even that
there.
That his heart was beating that fast. It was that just in the pose he was in, the way his arms were stretched or something. Or are they?
He's already creepy. When he was there's a point they show a side view, and he goes to lick like some sweat off his lips, and his tongue touches his nose.
Yeah, he's like licking all around his mouth.
Weird face structure, but the chest beating out of the heart beating out of his chest. I've never seen that in my life.
Wow,
he's my favorite. I want him to win.
No way.
He's my favorite.
Yuck.
Weasel Ryan. I think, what is that his name? Ryan. I love him. He
you're,
even called
you're
himself
voting
a rat.
For him.
I love him. I
all
think
right.
he's great. All right, moving on. There's your sorry about the 10 minutes of Survivor talk. Right. Just we're into it, man. Shut up, woman. Happy birthday.
We sat through the room for you.
She asked about that. I didn't even want to.
So
talk
good.
About it.
So. Oh. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes. It turns out they have released a score on the Justice League, and it is 43%.
Oh, that doesn't sound right to me at all.
It's a little lower than Wonder Woman, which had 92%.
It's not on their official page yet.
Oh, is that so?
Well, I don't know where they got it, but every time I've gone to Rotten Tomatoes 14 times this morning, and every time you see the front page, Justice League, no score yet. Justice League, no score yet.
You know, it says it was announced at 12:01 Pacific time this morning on See It, Skip It. Justice League's tomato meter score sits at 43%. So anyway, there you go. It's not,
someone didn't
not
update
good.
Their site.
Right. Okay, Vinny, I'm going to hold something up for you. This is worth $1 million. And this is a Wheel of Fortune clue last night that a man, an adorable grandpa named Frank, and his granddaughter Laurel, they made it to the bonus round, which is where you pick the envelopes. You know, some of them are worth $25,000. One of them is worth $1 million. Their envelope, it turns out, was worth $1 million. Here's the clue. Blank, 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 ED, blank, blank, CC. The next word is blank, blank, CC, blank, blank, and blank. And it's food and drink. Food and drink. Can you guess this? You have, I don't know what you got, 10 seconds to guess this thing?
Oh, they give you 10 seconds. For the record, I don't play this one. I do the Jeopardy game.
Yeah, this is
Wheel
of Fortune.
Which is the second half of the game show hour.
It is.
On that.
I like that game show hour. So food and drink, blank, 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 ED, next word, blank, blank, CC, blank, blank.
I don't got it.
And blank. Anybody else?
I've already passed the 10 seconds, so I don't got it.
Food and drink. It's some kind of food or drink. Well, at the last minute, at the last possible second.
Is it Italian? Is it an Italian dish? It's got to be.
Does
well,
it?
Food
with the
and
C's?
Drink.
Well, it doesn't have to be and. It's just that's the category.
And or. Oh,
food
okay.
and drink.
All right.
So as the 10 seconds expired, they yelled out, "Fried zucchini."
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord.
Which, by the way.
Wait.
It was wrong.
Oh.
And.
F-R-I. Yeah, that would have worked.
It would have worked. The problem is in the bonus round, they reveal certain letters ahead of time. Like, if I think S's, T's, R's, R, D's,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So if it was fried zucchini, it would have had that R revealed. Mm-hmm. The answer was baked zucchini.
Did they give it to him?
They did not give it to them. You have to get it exact. So when Pat Sajak revealed what they could have won, it was the jackpot. $1 million. Obviously, they were sad, but they did walk away with 26 grand. So I guess there's something.
Well, and that is it's a pretty decent showing.
It's like the difference between 13,000 and 300 million.
Yeah, right. It's like that.
Hurts.
Hurts a lot.
Still hurts.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including... what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
The movie review is coming up.
Yes, at 9:15. Just wait
for
that,
more talk about
everyone,
Hooman
right?
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This is an email from Andrew. And whoever's doing the podcast, leave this in the podcast because this person listens via, thank you, Vaughn. Here's the email. Biking around the world with Sarah and Vinny. I've never tried this before, so I'm not sure if it will work, but here goes. My girlfriend's been listening to your show nonstop for over 10 years. Even after
thank you.
I know. It's great. Even
so
after
much.
She moved away from the Bay Area, she went to school at UC Santa Cruz, she kept following along with your podcast. A couple years ago, we decided to quit our jobs and head out on a bicycle tour through Southeast and Central Asia and into Europe. Every day on the bike, whether we're riding through rural Vietnam or Tokyo, she's got her headphones on, listening to the latest episodes of your show. Despite the challenges of downloading podcasts in the middle of Mongolia, she still hasn't missed an episode. The point of all this is that her 30th birthday is coming up, and I'd love to surprise her by having her on the air with you. The problem is, they're in Turkey, so the time is weird, and... her birthday is November 20th, and we're not on the air. So we wanted to make sure that this makes the podcast, so as she's riding along on her bike on her world tour.
What an adventure.
I know. You guys are so lucky. Good for you, and thank you so much for listening. Did I say her name?
No.
Her name's not in here.
Say my name, say my name.
Happy
birthday. Andrew, you didn't put the girl's name in here.
Oh, Andrew, fail.
Happy birthday, honey.
Epic fail.
What are we going to call her?
Honey.
Hey. Honey, honey it is. We'll call her Turkey. She's in Turkey right now. He said, I'd be the best boyfriend ever for at least a week. Her birthday is November 20th. Andrew, thank you for writing. Thank you for telling us that your anonymous girlfriend listens to the show. I just realized this. Here's a shot of her. Somewhere in the world.
Describe what she looks like.
She looks like a white lady.
It's just a
bicycle
head with
helmet.
A big background. Yeah, there's not much with between the glasses
well,
and the helmet.
That's just the way it printed out. Sorry about that. Yeah. It was her whole body on there, and then I looked at it. Her face is on there.
I love that her face is on there. Thank you for listening, oh ye of no name.
Andrew's girlfriend.
Yeah, Andrew's girlfriend. Oh, man. Andrew's you might actually girl. Get it now, Andrew.
Well, Izzy, he didn't put the name in. Isn't that going to be punishment? Is he going to have to sleep on the couch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the turkey.
I feel like
if
they're on,
me back right away.
If they're on a tour the way it sounds, a couch would be a good thing. I mean, they're probably sleeping on floors, right?
Yes. A couch might actually be a nice thing. Who knows? Maybe they got money and they're staying in the top hotels. Mm. I don't know.
Where did he say they were? Mongolia?
Well, right now they're in Turkey. But yeah, they've gone all through. What an adventure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the storm that's just moved through the Bay Area. It's probably some still rain falling in the South Bay. It's a pretty big one.
Yep.
Overnight, they say that it could have dumped up to 4 feet of snow in some parts of the Sierra and the upper...
Altitudes,
but we did have rain falling in the lower altitudes, so it's going to be interesting to hear what BA has to say when we do our first...
He's our new snow reporter guy.
On-air snow report. coming up tomorrow. That should be fun. So anyway, there's that. Thursday night football tonight has Tennessee at Pittsburgh, 5:30 game time. That's actually pretty good.
Did you hear they're going to do, if you watch it, they're going to do something special with the cameras. They're trying to make it more.
Yes, it's the video game view.
Right.
They're going to view from behind the quarterback, like when the kids play Madden.
Right.
You're behind the quarterback looking at the field long ways.
Oh. So it's all suspended cameras, right? I mean, I'm sure there'll be the regular shots too, but the suspended cameras.
They've already done some of this, yeah. And some people like it. Some people love it. You know, they're going after the millennial. The problem is, or the young video game people. The problem is the old people who have been the bread and butter of the NFL for how long now, they don't like that view.
Right.
They want the regular view. So it's going to be interesting to see if they get the mix right.
Right, because normally when the snap starts, they have like, it's a side view and you see both teams, right. And it's a, you know, you can see what's happening all over the field. I wonder how it'll be.
I'm sure it won't bother me, but I don't play Madden. Right. And I've watched football my whole life, so as far as, you know.
Well, I wonder if you'll watch tonight, right?
Yeah, and I won't care. I don't watch closely enough or passionately enough for any of it to matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to see the NFL go away, but if it did, I'd just go, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I got other stuff to do.
Right.
Anyway, big game for you on Sunday.
Is that so?
New England plays the Raiders in Mexico City.
Oh, right. The weird away game.
How do you like your chances?
I mean, I like the chances. The Pats are a pretty good team. But you know what? So are the Raiders. There's no negative outcome for me in this game.
All right.
Of course, at my house, I got to pretend I really need the Pats to win.
Right. Again, with the football's fun, but really, come on.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd ever turn it on by myself, but it's always on, so I watch it.
So Thanksgiving is around the corner. In fact, I think it's a week from today.
It is, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Google analyzed traffic patterns from Thanksgiving last year to figure out the best and worst times to drive over the holiday, and here's what they found. Wednesday afternoon is by far the worst time to be in your car. So
makes sense.
Wednesday afternoon, upcoming Wednesday, is the worst possible time to be in your car. You'll be fighting people leaving work and also people starting on the weekend traveling out of town.
Right. It's a big getaway weekend.
So Wednesday afternoon, bad time to be in your car. The best time to drive on Thanksgiving itself is early morning, like 6 to 8 a.m. and after 8 p.m.
Oh. Because people have figured out where they're going to be for the night. And
sure.
That's really nice and early to start. I always say the best time to drive is like 3 to 5 a.m. It's always the best. Seems to be the least amount of traffic. You know, if you're going to get somewhere, you make sure you get there 3 to 5 a.m.
When you're headed home from your Thanksgiving weekend, they say Saturday afternoon is a bad time to start the drive home.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Traffic won't be quite as bad as it was on Wednesday, but that is when people will be hitting the road home Saturday afternoon.
Hey, we got an email from Andrew.
Oh.
Already?
Yeah.
Boy, what is he listening live right now?
Must be.
Well, I know I had emailed him a little while ago, and he emailed me right away. All right, should have included that. It's Marcy Day Smith.
Oh, Marcy Day Smith, a listener for over a decade.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Marcy.
Happy birthday. Happy big 3-0. Look at you having a big adventure.
You and whom in one day apart, right?
Me and her one day apart. She's the 20th, I'm the 19th.
What's whom in?
15th.
The 15th.
The best.
Oh, wait a minute.
And Tommy Igo, who's going to be on, he's the 18th.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, so many GD Scorpios.
It's all this for these Valentine's babies.
Guess so.
Here's another Thanksgiving story for you. According to researchers, today's political climate will have everyone spending a lot less time at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah, it's a contentious time of year when you go see your relatives and go, you think what? You're okay with what? You really believe, oh, you know what? Let's just eat turkey and then I'm going to go home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what? We always make a deal in my family because, listen, I'm the only liberal in my family, like literally the only. Well, actually, my cousin Brad. So it's me and Brad against the whole rest of the family. And we always just say, no politics. And if someone starts talking politics, I leave. I just walk out of the room because I don't even want to hear it. Like, oh, we're not talking to you. I go, I'm in the room, though. So I'm going to go to another room. because I don't want to be in a fight with my family.
So John
Clark, yeah, he is a staunch Republican.
No, I mean your husband, John.
Oh, John
he's
will
in your family, right?
John will engage,
but he's liberal, or
he's liberal.
Oh, okay.
But his whole family, same thing.
Oh, they're also all conservative.
Well, most of them. There are, you know, there's always that tiny bastion of hope.
Do they have any thoughts on Roy Moore?
I don't talk to anybody.
Ellie,
family,
you got any thoughts
I'm
on
sure
Roy
she
Moore?
Does. Yeah, I'm
Text
sure she does.
Sarah, let us know.
Text Sarah.
Please don't text me, Mom. I don't want to have a political conversation with you. And she forwards me stuff constantly. I just delete.
Still?
Oh, my God. If it says forward, I don't care if it's a joke. I don't care if it's beautiful pictures of the world. I know there's going to be some Obama dig in there, so I'm just like, delete.
Someone came across a study from 2008 that looked at how loud music affects alcohol consumption, and it makes a big difference. Loud music at bars makes you drink 31% more alcohol.
Is it because you're yelling and your mouth's getting dry? Because you have to yell to be heard over the music? And
they say the added stimulation gets your adrenaline going, so you drink faster. And other studies have found the same thing happens with food. And the other reason is it's just harder to have a conversation when it's loud with music going on in the background. So you talk less and drink more.
Oh, funny.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's such a weird scene to be wanting to talk to someone you've just met, and maybe desperately so. Like, wow, I'm really so happy to be here right now with you, and yet...
But you can't hear a word I'm saying!
If I say what one more time, yeah. I'm going to throw myself out of here.
I think that most people know that if you stick your finger in your own ear and put that blocked ear close to someone's head, you can hear everything they say crystal clear.
What? Wait, what?
When you are in a loud room, or there's loud music playing, or there's just and you're having trouble hearing, block your own ear and put your in and lean in like this and say, talk to me now. And you can talk at a regular voice level. You don't have to scream anymore, and the person can hear you perfectly. I've actually put my finger in someone else's ear, pulled them toward me, and said, if you cover your ear like this, you'll be able to hear every word I say. And then they do it.
Really?
And then did you cut your finger off?
No, I didn't stick it into their ear. I put the flap over there.
Oh,
you know,
all right.
Little,
well, take it easy.
Flap.
I don't know. It seems kind of gross. You don't know what someone's been up to.
I'm hopeful.
All right.
I'm hopeful that I'll survive it. And I have survived it. But that's it's an absolute.
So you discovered
try
this.
That.
I've never heard of this.
Oh.
It's a huge discovery. You've just changed the bar scene.
Well, it works, so try it.
Well, and you all the have bars trouble hearing. Went.
I have total trouble. I've always had trouble hearing, yeah. and I learned it because to talk to each other on stage when I was in my I must have learned it from somebody in my cover band that I was in because you'd cover your ear and then you could say whatever you needed to the person on stage. Otherwise, you couldn't hear a GD thing.
Oh, that's great.
Try it. It totally works. You can talk at a regular volume if someone is holding your. You might not be able to hear yourself talking. Because it's so loud in there, but if you're close enough to their ear, you can talk at a regular volume. It's nice.
Shocking.
Great.
Seriously.
I'm glad I shared it then. I thought maybe everybody knew that.
An elderly couple got into a brawl over dirty underwear.
Oh.
There's an 86-year-old woman named Helen Gianfrido. She lives in Austintown, Ohio, and she's married to a much younger man. He's 69.
Oh, my God. He is much younger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His name's Joseph.
Was that 17-year difference? Woo, that must have been scandalous back when in the day.
Joseph left his underwear in the bathtub, and that was it.
Why?
It set Helen off. She said she was tired of it. She accused him of doing it on purpose to upset her. And while she was airing her issues, she also told him she was pretty sure he was cheating on her with another woman who works at the gas station.
Oh, my God.
Then she punched him in the face.
And broke every bone in her hand?
Then he pushed her back and they
broke her
both,
hip.
No, they're not. No. But they were both arrested for domestic violence, and that's why we know about the story.
Oh, man. Old people tussling. That's fun.
The dirty underwear left around.
Yeah. I bet he did leave it there just to bother. He's such a child at 69.
You think that's really?
Sure. I mean, how many times does your loved one have to tell you, please do not leave your underwear in the tub before you say, well, all right, I guess I'll put that in the hamper.
I can ignore that one. The one that gets me is the hair piled up in the sink, the shower drain.
Yeah. Don't you have one of those little
we do
discs? But it
and
doesn't
I'm
get cleaned out.
I'm the one
out.
That pulls all the hair off it and just puts it aside. Like, I can't believe we're just going to let no one looks down but me.
Mm. Stop looking
happens.
Down.
Then and
happens.
Then I leave it right there on the side of the shower in a pile.
And then she gets rid of it?
It's not mine.
But does she
Look
get rid
me.
Of it when you... Is it still there the next
it's
time
there
you go
now.
Take a shower?
There's one there now.
Oh, you pulled it out this morning?
No, a couple days ago. Mm.
And then what happens?
But that's, we all have these things where when you live with someone and here's their underwear. The mm-hmm. underwear's the one for me. And I don't even care. I'll put it aside.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the water pooling up around my feet because the water can't escape.
Yeah.
You understand?
I do. Yeah.
Our text number's 800-400-3697. 415 says, my daughter goes crazy for that No Roots song, too.
Oh, funny. I got to spend more time with it.
707
Everyone's
says,
freaking.
Thanks, Vin. Now I have that Roots song stuck in my head. Get out, LOL.
It's a cool song.
Vinny, you would like that Roots song. Generic, boring, and absolutely terrible. Very fitting. Jesus Christ.
Are they calling you that?
They're calling generic, boring, and absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Joe actually seemed super bummed that Desi got voted out. Did you see that, says 925? Yeah, well, she was playing with him.
Yeah, they were on the same team.
650, put on a robe for the first time in ages this morning, looked in the mirror and realized I was a towel-wearing, robe-wearing, lotion girl, and thought of Vinny. Feeling good about myself now. OFOC, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
I love Desi. You guys should watch Ponderosa. It's on CBS.
Oh, it's on the All Access thing?
I guess. It shows the jury members as they get voted off. Desi was interesting on it.
Funny.
Plus,
yeah, she
you
was
get
crying
to see more
out.
Of her.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but that part where she said, I don't have anything else to say.
I know. I think I'm done. Well, it must suck. You're exhausted. You're starving. And now your chance at $1 million just went up in smoke because of those bastards still sitting in there. I'm surprised more people don't cry at the end. I love when people are good sports. I even thought that guy Joe that we don't like on Survivor, he lost something.
He lost he won the food challenge, but then took the food last.
But there was something that he lost out on where he might have been immunity or I don't know, something. But I was like, oh, maybe it was right after the vote or something. But anyway, he was kind of a good sport about it.
Hmm.
And I thought, oh, well. That's good. I like to see good sportsmanship on that show because sometimes it is so the opposite.
Yeah, well.
Remember when that redheaded kid got voted out and he just like stands up and he's staring down at the other guy? I was like, oh my God, like that guy suddenly got dangerous. Like, he might actually hurt someone.
Was that from this season?
It was. He was like the third person voted out.
The smiley kid.
Yeah, I don't never trust a redhead.
Right.
Yeah, that guy. I know, it feels like the season's been going on a while. Desi was the eighth person voted out.
Eight?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy. What's coming up with the trash there?
Well, I got a new trailer for Deadpool 2. And listen, if you like Deadpool, I don't know how it's going to be. There's only 10 seconds of movie footage in it. It's like a concept trailer. And then I've also got that Stone Temple Pilots thing you were talking about. I've got a Pharrell song that has an interesting story behind it and a Linkin Park story as well. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.